The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus had come into the temple area, the chief priests and the elders of the people approached him, and as he was teaching, said, "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" Jesus said to them in reply, "I shall ask you one question, and if you answer it for me, then I shall tell you by what authority I do these things. Where was John's baptism from? Was it of heavenly or of human origin?" They discussed this among themselves and said, "If we say of heavenly origin, he will say to us, 'Then why did you not believe him?' But if we say of human origin, we fear the crowd, for they all regard John as a prophet." So they said to Jesus in reply, "We do not know." He himself said to them, "Neither shall I tell you by what authority I do these things." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Happy rainy morning to everybody. I want to tell you a little bit about our saint for the day, St. John of the Cross, because there are very few saints in our church whose ideas are more helpful to your spiritual life than the teachings of John of the Cross. In fact, let me just encourage you, let me beg you even, to go and use some of the many resources that are out there, writings, videos, all these resources that are available on the internet. Learn more about John of the Cross. There's very few saints whose writings you can read that will help you more than the writings of St. John of the Cross. But let me try to, if I can, to summarize the ideas of St. John of the Cross in 6 minutes or less, okay? So St. John of the Cross was a Carmelite priest in the 16th century, a great reformer of the church, one of only 36 doctors of the church. Sometime we'll talk about doctors of the church later. We don't know very much about St. John from his own writings because he never talked about himself. What we know about the life of St. John of the Cross comes to us from the writings of other people who knew him. They say that he was kind, warm, affable. They say that to have spoken with John of the Cross personally was an unforgettable experience. What John talked about, rather, was not himself, but the road that leads to God. And he left behind for us a roadmap through the spiritual life, and he did this probably better than anyone else who's ever lived. The essential helpful idea of St. John of the Cross is what to do with your dryness and your emptiness. And everybody experiences emptiness and dryness in the spiritual life. If I could summarize the ideas of St. John of the Cross in just two words, it would be, there's more. There's more. There's more sin in your life than you're aware of. There's more holiness that God wants to call you to than you are possibly aware of. There's more disorder in your soul than you could possibly be aware of. There's more that God wants to do with you once he's purified you and made you into who he's created you to be than you could possibly be aware of. There's more. If I could summarize the teachings of John of the Cross in just two ideas, it would be these. First, the transcendence of God. And secondly, our need to be purified. First of all, the transcendence of God. It's true, Jesus Christ taught us to call God our Father. It's true that by virtue of our baptism, we've been given God's own nature by supernatural grace. It's true, all of these things, and God wants to call us to an intimate union forever in heaven. However, it's also true that by God's own nature, he is utterly, inexpressibly transcendent. We must never trivialize that. The transcendence, the absolute otherness of God, something to constantly keep in mind. Secondly, is our need to be purified. John of the Cross once said that almost no one has any idea the depths of their own imperfections in their soul and their own need to be purified before becoming united with God in heaven. So what ends up happening in the spiritual life, people get started And, you know, they start off in their spiritual life, they have all these warm feelings and warm consolations, and they say things to themselves like, gosh, why didn't I discover prayer and spiritual life years ago? This is so wonderful. And inevitably, these warm feelings stop. And they're left with this emptiness and dryness. And if they don't know any better, people begin to think to themselves, gosh, what did I do wrong? Where did I go wrong? Maybe I was wrong in taking on the spiritual life. Maybe it's not as great as I thought it was. Maybe I've made a wrong turn. And the reason why most people never advance beyond the initial stages of spiritual growth is because they quit as soon as things dry up. This is where John tells us to persevere, to keep on going. This is where John tells us there's more. And in his greatest writing, which you've probably heard of, The Dark Night of the Soul, he summarizes two great areas in which we have to persevere. First one, he refers to as the night of sense. This is when you start the spiritual life and it doesn't take very long before you have no more joy in spiritual things. Prayer becomes as dry as the Sahara Desert. You come to receive communion. You feel nothing at all. You know, you go to spiritual talks, you hear spiritual readings, and you feel absolutely nothing. And you begin to think, you know, where have I made a wrong turn? Is something going wrong in my life? Because in addition, you don't have any joy in the things of the world either. You've made enough progress in the spiritual life, John says at this stage, to recognize that the things of the world are, it's like a handful of tinsel. It's really not that great. I remember when a bunch of years ago when Jacqueline Kennedy was dying of lymphoma, one of the things she wrote, very insightful, one of the things she wrote or said was, don't expect much from the things of this world. You're just going to be disappointed. Right? It doesn't take too much spiritual growth to realize that this world really doesn't have all that much to offer. There's no joy in that either. What do people do? They quit. They quit. They give up. And they never advance. John says, persevere, keep on going. You're being purified by this experience of the last vestiges of the love of the things of this world. And God needs you to go through this dryness, through this desert, to come out the other side to the promised land. And you do. It ends. You end up with a much, much deeper abiding joy that you ever had before. And you're so grateful to God for having led you through this. That's the first night. The second night is much more painful and much more difficult. It's what he calls the night of the spirit, or as some people call it, the dark night of the soul. Now, please know, this stage of spiritual growth is high and rare. Those who pass through the second night, most people would think that they're living saints. But the experience of going through the second night, the night of spirit, is that God has abandoned you. You want nothing more than God's will in your life. You're living his commandments to the fullest. You're praying and you're faithful. People who know you think you're a living saint, and they have no idea in the depths of your spirit you think that God has abandoned you. It's deeply, deeply painful, and you think there's something wrong. John says there's nothing wrong with you. What God is doing through this experience of dryness is he's purifying you of the last vestiges of the deepest imperfections of your soul. A good spiritual director can identify this and encourage someone to persevere and to keep going. Because you do come out the other side. And when you do, there's a union with God that is nothing short of supernatural. This is what the writings of John of the Cross help us to do, is to make our way through. Because when we experience darkness, you know, he has an image for it that I think is very helpful. He says, you know, you could be in a dark room. You could be spending the night in a dark room. And then in the morning, someone tears open the curtains, and all the sunlight comes flooding in from the outside, and what do? You cover your eyes because it's too bright. You experience that as darkness. But you're actually flooded with light. The darkness isn't coming from the outside. Darkness is coming from you. This is the experience of the night of spirit. This is the experience of the night of sense. We adjust to the light that has always been there, God's light that he wants to draw us into. So John says, persevere, persevere, persevere. There's nothing wrong with you. One of the most helpful messages that we can possibly ever learn in the spiritual life. Every saint who's ever made it to the highest levels of holiness has passed through these nights of purification, and it helps so much to know John of the Cross. I really hope that you'll learn more about him. so that thanks to his teaching, we can come to what we were created to be, to belong to God alone. Let's ask for his prayers to help us to arrive at the summit of God's intent and God's will for ourselves. St. John of the Cross, pray for us.